Aleichem to the Eruv.
Shalom Aleichem to the Mishpacha already. It's Hashem. We're looking for a fantastic Zman. Very excited to be back. My wife called me on the way. She says, how are the roads? How's everything? I said, I am so excited to be driving back to Yeshiva, to be with my extended Mishpacha, Baruch Hashem. It's too long. It's been too long that we've been far away. And Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of tremendous opportunity here. Hashkocha has it, that the Zman starts at the juncture between Parshas Yisro, Parshas Mishpatim. I would have to summarize Parshas Yisro, Parshas Mishpatim. These are not two distinct, unique Parshias. Kayadua, anyone who's began to be Marver Sedra, the first Rashi, Ma'inyan Shmita Itzah Harsinai, right, the old, I'm sorry, that not the Eila Mishpatim, Vava Chibur, right, that the connecting the Mishpatim to Har Sinai, there's a Hemshech of Parshas Mishpatim. But it's not just the beginning Rashi in this week's Parsha, Ve'eila Mishpatim. Come. Shalom Aleichem, welcome, how are you? Ve'eila Mishpatim, not just the Vav HaChibur, but also Rabbi Isai, Nasa V'Nishma is actually not said in Parshas Yisro. Nasa V'Nishma is said in Parshas Mishpatim. Kabbalah HaTorah, if you look at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, there's Arichas and the Bris Gerov on this Inyan, Kedai to take a look, the Krisis Bris, with the Rabbeinu Shalom was actually in Parshas Mishpatim, not just the formal Koilus Ubrakim and the Kabbalah Satoira. So we're in the Parsha of what it means to become a Ben Torah, what it means to have a Shaychas to the Torah. Kayadua Rabbeisai, we've spoken about many times in years past, the famous Kasha of the Balei HaToisus in Shabbos and Daf Peches. The Rishonim all ask, on the one hand, it seems like this Kabbalah HaTorah, this acceptance of what it means to be a Ben Torah, what it means to follow the Torah, was something that we did willingly as we responded with the words of Nasa V'Nishma. But yet at the same time, the Gemara in Shabbos and Peches learns out from last week's Parsha, from Parshas Yisro, that Klal Yisrael were Yoshev Tachta Sahar, Kadosh Baruch Hu lift up the mountain and Kofa Aleim Har Kigigis and threatened them. And said to them, if you're not mekabel the Torah, shom tehei kfuraschem. That will be, mazel tov. That will be, gotta give you a hug. Okay, give me a few minutes. That will be the end of it. That will be done with you. Shom tehei kfuraschem. A very scary presentation of Matan Torah. So the Rishonim all struggle with this, Rabbi said. What was it? Was Kabbalah HaTorah a voluntary acceptance? Was Kabbalah HaTorah something forced upon us, thrusted upon us? There are different mefarshim that give different pshatim. Tosfos there on the daf gives his mahalach. The Medrash Tanchuma makes a different. Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach says that perhaps we can divide and we can say, right, a chiluk. One was Torah Shebaal Peh, one was Torah Shebichsav. Again, difficult, you say this, to be mechalik between different levels of Torah. Some is forced, some is not. Rabbi Isai, I'd like to share with you one of my favorite mahalchim. That's a mahalach by three gedolei olam that said it independently on their own. But I'd like to tie it into a yesoid that Rav Baruch Ber in his Birkas Shmuel on Maseches Baba Basra that we are learning. Maseches Baba Basra, Baruch Hashem. Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, Rabbi Yisai. Kiyadu, the guys know that that's a known song, but everyone knows that anytime we had an Asifa in the first part of the Zman this year, I'm obsessed with that song. Because in this world that's getting so much more complex and so much more deranged, Rabbi Yisai, and I don't say that in a fiery way. Like, I say that in a pashut, like, it's just out of control. You know, I mamish connect to those words, Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu. I have a purpose. I have a siva sachayim. This is not just geshmak, cool, you know, entertaining, which it will be. But it's also like, it's incredible. And I'd like to share with you the idea of the Maharal and Tiferes Yisrael, the Meshech Chochma, and the idea of the Al Shech HaKadosh. Chasam Dinan! Baruch Abba, Baruch Abba. We'll sing Mi'ad Yir later. Rabbi, Rav Baruch Ber starts off his mechtov, his letter. It's kedai to read through, Rabbi Yisai. I can't do justice right now because I didn't make copies and I didn't send it out, and I really would like to learn this piece entirely with you to really do it justice before we do Bavasra. And Taka, I think there might be a Rav Baruch Ber coming up in the Ma'ar Mekoyim, just a few pages later. But let's do the Hakdoma to Bavasra. Rav Baruch Ber and the Hakdoma to Bavasra. Ein lanu shaychus gdul mizu with the mesechta that we're learning. So Rav Baruch Ber starts off with the following. I can't hold back. In banu ladas ad heichan choyves ish yisrael ba'akomas ha-toyrav ha-yeshivas. I'd like to talk about adkan, where's the gvul about a person's involvement, and this is important, Rabbi Yisai, for your future, mirtz Hashem, in supporting Torah also, and yeshivas, involvement, but also avada as the representatives of Torah and building Torah as the lomdei Torah, Rabbi Yisai. Where's the gvul? Where's the limit? V'mbaru ladas ad heichan choyves ha-toyrav la-hoyker oise b'leiv nakdim ma-shaninu b'braisa. Dr. Baruch Ber, I'd like to learn a Gemara with you. The Gemara is on Brachos Daf Samach Aleph from the base. Tana Rabbanan Pamachas Gozer Malchus Arisho Shelo Yasku Yisrael B'Toyra. One time there was a Gzeira, Rabbi Yisai, from the Goyim, from the Romans. Klal Yisrael should not learn Torah. Ba Papas Ben Yehuda. Papas Ben Yehuda came, Rabbi Yisai, I'm sure some of you might have heard of this Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, but listen to the way Rabbi Baruch Ber learned in Agadita. It's Kedai even just for that. Just because there's some Agadita's coming up, Rabbi Yisai, Mirtz Hashem, if I can get past the next two daf, which will probably take 6 years, we might get to some Agadita. So, Bapa, you think I'm joking, you don't even know how much there is there. Papas Ben Yehuda, Umatzel Erbi Akiva, Shahaya Makil, Kihilas, Barabim, Ba'oisik, Betoira. Rabbi Akiva was gathering around a chevra, and they were learning Torah. Amar lo Akiva, yato yemisyari mepnei amalchus. Aren't you worried about the government? Amar lo em shalachol mashal. Akiva responded with a mashal. Lama adover doyme. What is this similar to? L'shual shahoyim mahalach agabi anar. V'ro dogim shahoyim miskabtsim l'makol l'makol. There was a fox, and it was walking on the banks of the river. And it saw the fish inside the sea. Amar lahem, the fish were moving very quickly. Ebnematem borchen, why are you on the move? Why are you moving so much? Amar loy, mepnei rishtois shemevien oleinu bnei odom. Because the nets, right? The nets. Julian, dafyoimi, the nets, what type of nets? You make yesterday's daf, right? Ma'ase Uman, Ma'ase Hedyot, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Very important daf. Melechus Chol Hamoed. Who else is learning daf yomi here? Anyone? Amar lahem, Ritzoinchem Shetalu Yabosha, V'Nodar Alecha. I'm sorry. Sorry, I skipped a line. Amar lo, Mepnei Rishto Shemivim Alav Bnei Adam. Amar lahem, Ritzoinchem Shetalu Labosha V'Nodar Anu V'Atem. Kashem Shadar Avasina Avamavasechem. Why don't you come up to the Yabosha a little bit? Why don't you come up to the dry land, taste it a little bit. We'll live together, Geshmak. It'll be Geshmak, right? Go to Miami a little bit. It'll be hot. It'll be nice. And we'll be Geshmak. Boca, right? We'll be Geshmak. That's the life, right? Right? That's the life. Yeah? That's the life. Rabbi, come down. Start a yeshiva in Boca Raton. Come on. That's the life. You gotta get warm weather. Rabbi, you'll be there. You'll be ready to do it. Come on. Why not? I don't know why not, Taka. Why didn't I? Amr lahem, ritzoinchem shetalu yabosh v'nodur anu v'atem k'shem shedor ravoseh v'avoseichem. Now that the secret's out of the bag, now I can talk about it. Amru lai atahu sha'oimer malecha pikeach shebechayus. You are what they call the pikeach shebechayus. Lo pikeach ata elatipe shata. You're a fool. Uma b'makom, listen to this vart, listen to this gemara. Uma b'makom chiyuseinu onim isyarim is one of my favorite gemaras, Rabbi Yisai. In my life, Rabbi Yisai, in the water, in the mayim, we're scared, we're worried, we have fears, we have a pachad. And that's why we have to be on the move, we have to continue going, right? B'makom misaseinu ala achas kama v'kama. We're going to come to the ayabosha. We're not going to even be in our habitat, in our natural habitat. We're not going to be even in mayim. So we're not going to have more fear. We're not going to be more difficult predicament. Allah is kama kama, you fool. Because I have to be a barech there, I'm going to have to be barech much more there, and I'm not even going to be, I'm going to have the koyach to be barech. Amru lo lo ayim mo'atim ad she tafsu Rabbi Akiva v'chavshu v'beis asurim v'tafsu l'papas ben Yehuda v'chavshu l'etzlo. Wasn't so long until they caught everyone. Amru lo papas mi'e v'yech l'chana amru le ashrech Rabbi Akiva she nitfas al devar Torah. Papas chapt and papas was maskim oilo l'papas she nitfas al devar m'teil b'shosho tzias Rabbi Akiva l'ariga z'man kriyashma fine by Yisokra es psaro masrika shal bazar and then Belarzel. We know the end of the story. Rabbi Yisai, Rabbi Akiva was killed on Kiddush Hashem. Good. It's a beautiful story, Rabbi Yisai. There's so much to talk about. The shul, Rabbi Yisai. You all know about the fox. The fox is always the one who's in all of your story tales that's trying to trick. The fox exists in your lives. The fox fuzzes things up. The fox gives these krumim machshavos and cheshbonos about what's desirable and what makes more sense and what's a good mahalach in life about coming to Yabasha and the Mayim, Rabbi Yisai, the Makom of Chiyas, is Ein Mayim Ala Torah. I mean, these are Dvarim Pshutim, that's what the Gemara is assuming. Okay? Everything attractive in your life, everything that's straying you away from progress in yeshiva right now is the fox, is the shul. That's not even like a vart, Rabbi Yisai. That's Pasha Pshat and Gemara. That's before Rashi. Like, it's Pasha that's what Chazal are getting to with that, the fact that Rabbi Akiva getting to, that's the mashal. It's Mayim versus the Abosha and the Shul. What makes things look attractive, makes things look nice. It's like, and there's garnish there. There's nothing there. But that's another Shmuz. Frecht the Baruch Ber. And he asks the following kash. I'm going to skip a little bit. He says, anyone who learns, I don't know, some of the guys came in from Eretz Yisrael, might have learned Ksubis, might have learned Yuma, might have learned Sanhedrin. So there are major sugyas that we haven't got to learn yet. With, you know, hopefully we'll be able to. Sugyas of giving up one's life, of Yarek Val Yavor, of when a person is obligated to say, Ad Kan, I have to jump in and I have to give up my life. And you don't find in any of the sugyas, in any of the lumdis, that Rabbi Akiva's cheshbon is actually there. So what's exactly going on over here, and what's the machlekes over here? So Zaktar Baruch Ber, I'm going to paraphrase a little just to save time, but kedai to see. He says this guy Papas Ben Yehuda, people read this Gemara, look like, you know, he looked like a, you know, not such an impressive individual. Like he's like one of those guys in the tzibur, like, that gives the rabbi a hard time, like, came up to Rabbi Akiva. He said, what in the world are you doing? You know, like, you're going to cause problems for the Jews. Like, what are you doing? Learn your Torah, go to a basement, and then who says you have to do this? And, like, you think Papas Ben Yehuda, I don't know, like, what Papas Ben Yehuda, what kind of name is that? You know, like, you think, like, well, who is this guy? That's an embarrassment. Like, and then, in the end of the day, you had to be maskim. And, you know, like, we all throw it away, like, as if, like, what a nice farf. You know, like, what a, you don't talk to Rabbi Akiva like this. So Baruch Ber points out, the Vilna Gaon points out in Imrei Noyam, Rabbeinu Agro B'Sifrei Imrei Noyam Kosev Shoya Oisei Papas V'Linus. This is Papas V'Linus from the Gemara in Tainus. Shemoser Atzis Atzmo Al Klal Yisro. He was a Moser Nefer, he was a Tzaddik. He was a Goyim. Mada Omer D'Nitfas Al Dvar B'Telem Hainu De'etzel HaMalchus HaRishon Nitfas Al Kach. Lo Shekein Hoya Advar. Don't think, we read the Gemara, says Baruch Ber, that he was nitfas al dvarim b'teilim, and Rabbi Akiva was, he was nitfas, he was grabbed, he was captured on real chashav azachim. And we look at Rabbi Papas ben Yehuda, and people read this Gemara, and they think, what a, he, he's, He's in a lower, he's not chashiv. Right? You know how guys come to yeshiva and they make all their programs and they think who's chashiv and who's not and this and that. And it's a whole load of narishkeit and, you know, we know, whatever. It's being recorded. Okay, everybody say. This Papas Ben Yehuda Zatar Baruch Be'er, you fool. You're relearning the Gemara. Papas Ben Yehuda, he was Papas Amulanainis, the Gaon says. So Taka, what was the machlekes? What was the issue? Here, David, I have put my jacket, my thing back. So Memela Zokter Baruch Be'er, there was a Lamdish Machlekes over here. There was a Maridik Machlekes, everybody say probably something, the most important piece in Baruch Be'er in Baba Basra is before Baba Basra. Rav Baruch Be'er wrote this, they say at the bottom, a year and a half before he died. So now we have to relearn the Gemara. We need to really understand if Papas Ben Yehuda was Papas Ben Yehuda, so then what's the Shaka Vitaria? What's going on? Papas Ben Yehuda said, do it quieter. Do it in the corner. Don't do it with such a rash. Don't do it in such a way. He had a time on Rabbi Yekiva. He says, you're doing things that are uncalled for, and now you're putting yourself in danger. And that's Shalaikidin. Zot Papas Ben Yehuda. This is Aser. This is not one of the big three. Why are you doing this? Zois Haisa Shailas Hatzadik Papas. That was the Shaila that Papas asked. He learned up, as you'll see in the piece, the Sugis of Yarag Val Yafar. The Sugis of when you have to give up your life. And he said, Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't make sense. The Heshiv Loy Rabbi Akiva. The She'elas Chadoyme Le She'elas Hashu'a Lahadogin. Your Shaila is similar to the Shaila of the fox to the fish. Because really, you could ask on the fish, why are you in the water? What are you doing? By you being in the water, you're setting yourself up for danger. Because there are a lot of fishermen out there. And they have big nets. And they're potentially going to chop you. Maybe you should change your location and the way you live your life. Because that's extremely dangerous. The Ayideze Bnei Adam Oisim Aleim Rishtois Umechvaros Latsudim Lam Isam. Because we all have to be honest. They're fishermen. They're hunters. They're people out there. They're greater fish than you. They're going to swallow you up. Our Yeshlem Eitzel Lotzis Leyabosha. I could give you a safe option. Come on to the dry land, to the hot area. Why are you fearful about the way you live your life? You're different. You're being a target. You're causing an attraction. Stop. Quiet. Stop doing that. Do it privately. What did the fish answer to the Shuah Rabbi? He said, listen to what Baruch Be'er said. Before World War II, right in my mission, it was starting. You were considered the smartest, the clever one, the fox. If this is the matzav in our mokum chiyus, in the mayim, bir adover, what does that mean? If in the habitat that the Rebbe Shalom gave us, it's a difficult life, it's a struggle. We have to wiggle around, we have to keep swimming up tight. We have to make sure that no one's coming, a shark's not coming from behind. We have to make sure to keep away from certain areas, not to follow the bait from the fish, from the fishermen.
to now be devout from Mayim, to now to leave the habitat of the water, about it's going to be a sakana. Ve'ech tishol oisonu, lamo anachnu machnisim es atzmenu b'sakona al yidei ze she'onu nimtzoyim b'yam. Don't ask such a kasha, why are we putting ourselves in a matzav sakona in the yam? Halo ze'o chiyuseinu. That's the only way I can live. What's the alternative? The aposha? To change the habitat? To leave a world of mayim? What is life without that? The burn, the fire, the dryness, the emptiness. What's the purpose of life then? Be a bosha, away from mayim. Umuchrochin onu liyos b'mayim, zokt Rabbi Akiva. I'm forced to. This is my life. It's not even a conscious decision. This is the way for me to keep pumping, to keep living.
You're tining on me, Papas Ben Yehuda, that I'm putting myself into a mokum sakona by being in mayim? This is life. You know what Rabbi Akiva answered to Papas Ben Yehuda? You don't understand. Ki heim chayenu v'oirech yomenu. There is no life without it. Merav Raboisai, kein omer atana Rabbi Akiva. The she'eloscha himamesh k'she'elas ha'shul. Papas Ben Yehuda, this is the exact conversation the shul had with the Dogen. Hello, in b'mokum chiyusenu kach b'mokum b'sesenu alachas kama kama bira dover deil no matur l'talmid b'mukhbosum b'mstorim. If we'll hide it, if we'll be private, if we're not going to be confident in that this is the way to live, zebitulo shel Torah v'oz harenu meisim mamish, then we're dead. Ki im ein chas v'sholom Torah harekan teichef hamisa. That's sucking out the life and the water from this canal, from this river, from the habitat of the fish. This is unbelievable. Rabbi said this was a political discussion. This is like incredible. Papas Ben Yehuda said, I understand. You want to learn? Great. Very good. Opt in. It's not Yarag Val Yavr. Why are you being machnas yourself into a sakana? Why are you causing problems with the Goyim, with the Romans? Why are you being machnas yourself into a dangerous situation? Rabbi Akiva turned back to Papas Ben Yehuda and said, did you just ask me why I'm breathing? Did you just compare my decision about how I'm now dedicating myself to a life of Torah as being machnis myself into a sakona? Do you understand what it means to be a yid? Do you understand what it means to accept the Torah? Do you understand what it means to live without a life of Torah? Have you ever thought and contemplated about the phrase that you say every day? Ki heim chayenu v'yorech yomenu. Zokter b'Yekiva, that is l'halocha l'maisa. I am not being machnas myself into a suffix sakana. I am living right now. Papas Ben Yehuda thought Talmud Torah was a cheshbin like a regular din, like the regular other mitzvahs ha-Torah. And therefore the sugyus and the klolim of Yarag Val Yavar, of all the lumdis, of Shevaltas, of Kumvese, all the lumdis of Toysis and Ksubas, Daf Gimel and Mabezin, and the Gemaras in Sanhedrin, and Daf Samach, all the lumdis. And the Cheshbin wasn't there, Zok Papas Ben Yehuda. And Rabbi Akiva says, no. I'm before that sugya. I am in the Hagdoma of Birkas Shmuel and Baba Basra. I am before we start the first day of Zman and we go into the Beis Medrash. This is what it's about.
I am not being machmis myself into a sakana. I am not changing or being paskining a shaila that, you know, you could weigh in different directions. I am living right now. That was the machloikis Papas ben Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva. And that was the fact that Papas ben Yehuda was masking to Rabbi Akiva. And he said, ah, shrecha Rabbi Akiva. You just gave a lesson with Doris to 2022 Tafshin Pebes about what it means to be a Ben Torah, to be have the ability to live life, Rabbi say, and taste. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't get this. Talmud Torah is not just another mitzvah. Talmud Torah, Rabbi Akiva, died to teach us this lesson, that it is what life is. And whether or not you're in the zone, you're out of the zone, Rabbi say, let's remember what Rabbi Akiva died for. To teach us that it's Dagim Shebayam. If you're not going to call them putting themselves in a matzah of a sakana, but rather living in their normal habitat and swimming around, even though there might be some dangers, even though it might get certain times difficult, there might be some sharks, there might be some fishermen that they're going to have to maneuver away from. Okay? But it's life at the end of the day. Ain't my military. That's what life of a yid is. That's what our essence is. Moirever Aboisai, before I get to the conclusion of Rav Baruch Ber's letter over here, to ask what he asked for Klal Yisrael after he went through this Gemara. Achenu, zokt Rav Baruch Ber. Listen to what he's about to say, Rabbi Yisai, but I'd like to be makdim and answer my original kasha. I told you we're standing at the juncture of Maimir Arsin, I have Nasiv and Nishma. Of an emistika kabbalah satoyer, Rabbi Yisai. We have just a few months, not even 3 months, Rabbi Yisai. Break it down. This zman is a joke. I'm sorry, it's a joke. You have no time. But you can define your lives. Redirect and change everything that's going to happen in the future. And your chiyus that Rabbi Akiva is telling you, he gave his life up, and Papas ben Yehuda was wrong to call me, being machlis myself into a sakana, and make cheshbonos from Yarek Val Yavor, and have tainas on me. Wrong! And I'm going to do it in public, and I'm not scared, and I'm a pialoch, and I'm going into Gan Eden. And not because it's an impressive thing, Rabbi Akiva says, ooh, wah, because you made a rash, and you're a leader of Klal Yisrael. Because this is chiyus! Because this is what you say when you say Hashem, thank you, Moida Ani, thank you for giving Chalkeinu B'Sarah Secho, Hashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu. This is what it means. And not the fake fire. Fire. No. Rabbi Say, those experiences were for the beginning. To get you excited and everything. Now it's about getting older. It's about preparing for marriage. It's about having kids soon. It's about deciding where your life is going to be. What's your Shaychus to Torah going to be like? Are you going to be a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yisai? Zok the Maharal, Zok the Neshechochmo, Moiridik. Toises Kasha is not a Kasha. Ah, on the one hand you said Nasim and Nishma, on the other hand, Chazal say Kofalim Harkigis. So was it forced or was it a voluntary acceptance? Which one was it? Frecht the Rishon and Frecht Toises, Frecht the Medrash. So everyone has their parents. Zok the Meir Simcha. I don't think it's a steer. I don't think there's a cash here. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam presented in these parshas to Am Yisrael a level of clarity, an ability to see beyond the foxes in life, beyond all the tricks, beyond all the devices that ruin our lives. Beyond all the crumb approaches to life, and showed them. Did anyone here think before they had some intake of O2 and a little bit of CO2 and breathe this morning? Was that a conscious decision? When you got up and you started breathing, took a sip of water, you got your coffee, do you even think about that? Or is it just, no, this is my routine. This is my life. This is my habitat. This is my atmosphere. Do I start making cheshbonis? It's a sakono. What am I being b'machnis myself? What am I getting involved in? Why am I doing this? Is this right? I'll pre-call him. Maybe we should learn up the sugya of Yarag Val Yavar and start making cheshbonis. And Rabbi Akiva says, you fox! You fool! That's wrong! Talmud Torah is keneged kulam kiyem chayenu. This is the Mayim. I'm going to go to the Abosha. Rabbi Isai, Rabbi Akiva was not the one, in my opinion, to be mechadish this vort. The Rabbi Nishal Elam was mechadish this vort. When? This week's parasha. Nasiv and Nishma was not. Oh, it's a good deal.
You know, like the old joke, they say, he offered the Torah to everyone, all the other umas. And they said, what do you have inside of it, right? The Gemara Novet Azara. What's it involved? Ritzicha? I don't know. They came to the Jews and they asked the Jews, you know, I'm giving you the Torah. I said, how much? Free. Okay, we'll take two. And they got two luchos. It's not true. It's not emes. It wasn't a cheshbon. It wasn't a deal. It wasn't a nasiv and nishma of like, eh, it looks good. It looks attractive. It was a nasiv and nishma. Zok the Maharal in Loshen is mikoyach ha-hechrach. With a kafa aleim har-kigigis, they can experience. It's not a stira. One is megala on the other. I am opting in, but not because it's attractive, not because it makes sense, not because this is right, not because I want a certain look, not because I'm in a certain zone from Eretz Yisrael, not because I need to be associated, not because of stinking resume, not because I need to date a certain girl, because this is my Mayim. So don't come and tell me that I'm making the wrong decisions and I'm putting myself into a sakana. I didn't make a decision, Zokt Rabbi Akiva. I'm living life. Do you have to tell a yid to live? This is chiyus. Kofa oleim argis. The nasiv and nishma was so clear. It was so clear. It was like what? It was like kofa oleim argis. How could a yid live without Torah? How could a dog leave that mayim? How could he even accept those fallacies and falsehoods of a fox? Nasiv and nishma and kofalei areas, hainu hach, goinis. You want to know, guys, who chepering me last month? What's my best parsha shmuz? This is my best parsha shmuz. Rabbaruch Ber, Baba Basra Akdomo. This is emes, goinis. And it's why Rabbi Akiva gave up his life. Rabbi Isai. See, the problem with these parshas was I take too much time. Achenu Zokt Baruch Ber. Rabbi Isai, Rabbi Baruch Ber is the Av of the Beis Medrash, is the Av of the Yeshivas. Talmud Reb Chai. Achenu. Whether you understand what he says or not, okay? Remember, it's a big Rosh Yeshiva. I'm not going to say his name. Rosh Yeshiva once told me that I never understood a word he said. You know, it's a nice chizuk for a talmidim to hear. Like, okay, is Rosh Yeshiva, trust me, you all have respect for this Rosh Yeshiva. And I can't say his name because it's going to be too much hak if I say his name. He said to me privately, he's like, I've never understood a Rebbe where in my life. You know, that's what he said to me. Achenu. If you pay the right price, I can tell you the name. Achenu, Chas V'Shalom. Kama ho yonoysin kol ish mi Yisrael. Rebbe, let's make a simple cheshvan. Achenu, my brothers. Listen to this appeal. I'm going to read this at the next dinner. You got this? Kama ha yinoysin kol ish Yisrael mihono umimaoidei v'nafsho v'hatzel nefesh hatana Rabbi Akiva. Bluestein, how much money would you give? Listen to this. If you could save Rabbi Akiva's life. How much money? All of it. I don't think there's a person in this room that wouldn't give all of it. Rabbi Akiva, Zot Baruch Ber, in Cain, Kol Shekein Lahatzil Es HaTorah Gufa, Asher Olsa B'Mishkala Yoyser, he didn't even have to decide that. Asher Olsa B'Mishkala Yoyser V'Yichriya Chaya Nefesh Shal Atana, Kama HaChov Shal Isi Yisrael, Limsor Atzmo Avar Kiyuma B'Oilam. If Rabbi Akiva gave up his life to keep Torah going and to make sure that this message of
Kafalim Harkigigis and Nasa the Mishnah was Klar to Klal Yisrael, and that the Kiyam HaTorah would be Himshach. So if you would give it to save Rabbi Akiva's life, you won't give it to save where Rabbi Akiva gave up his life for? It doesn't make sense. Kama hachov al ish Yisrael limser atzmar avur kiyuma bo'olam. Aleichem achinu ekra. To you, my brothers, I call. Zichru na krisas bris shal baruch asher yakim es divrei atera zos. Shemuto chov al kol ish Yisrael anoshim enoshim lahakim es atera b'Yisrael. V'nizbarech kol echad mehar grizim me'ashem izbarech me'aron ha'kodesh with b'shishim ribo Yisrael v'moshe rabbeinu olav hashom. Kedai to take a look, Rabbi Yisai. I wasn't able to read the whole thing. Wow. That's unbelievable. I'm not even asking you to empty your pockets, Rabbi Yisai. I'm just asking you to mimic Rabbi Akiva. And to understand what Baruch Baruch said. And to understand what the Maharal, what the Mesh Chachma is telling us about the opportunity that we have on this first day of the Zman. And the zone that we have to be in, Rabbi Yisai. Without any other cheshbon. We have the opportunity of a lifetime right now. Rabbi Yisai, I want to be Maisif one more Nakuda, because this is the shmooze that Amir Hashem will set us up for success. Be'ezus Hashem, I'm looking forward for all of you to getting to know each and every one of you and learning and steiging together. And the Katz is here also. Baruch Hashem, everyone should take advantage.
Okay, shalom everyone. Hello.
How are you?
How's
everything?
Okay. You gotta keep it warm with the Torah
in
here.
So. Yeah, seriously. Okay. Yeah, we're trying.
Okay, fluff everybody.
We're trying.
A bunch of new guys. You're rolling
new guys. Doing a stickle fundraiser. Baruch Bear in the beginning of Bava Basra.
Not the one being a
condition. No. Different one.
We're the new guys that are in here. You put them all in the back over here. And then
we didn't get to know each other yet.
Okay. Get them good seats in the basement.
Vada. Okay. Shkaya, thanks for coming. Rabbi Yisai! What was I saying? Oh, one last nakuda. One more nakuda. Rabbi Kalinsky sent me a message. He sent all the Rebbeim a message, I believe. That there's going to be signs, there's going to be a beautiful idea that the yeshiva is involved with, which is important not for when the signs come up, Rabbi Yisai. It's important for day one, Rabbi Yisai. It's about setting goals. You know, Baruch Hashem, there's a beautiful siyum that we have at the end of the year. But a siyum is not just about finishing the Masechta, Rabbi Yisai, and finishing a mount of Gemaras. It's about accomplishing. It's about day one, I have the opportunity, and I want to say right now that I will get there. And that means not only setting goals in the shir, and how many sugyas, and how many blot, and night seder, Rabbi Yisai, which is avad, is important, not only in order to cover ground, but also to keep improving our reading skills, our learning skills, that even I need to have these star, Rabbi Yisai, to improve my skills. We don't speak Aramaic, we don't. We don't even speak Hebrew. We just barely started learning. Even the more experienced guys who have been in the shir for 3 years, or you're still at the beginning. When did you start tasting Torah? I was in the same boat. Everybody said I'm still on that program, and I'm never going to stop. We still need to improve. We still need to get into it. It has to be more of our jargon, more of our chiyus, more of our yam. Everybody said, what did the Rebbeinu Shalom say? He said, Shom tehei kvurascha. Kofaleim harkigis, v'imlav, shom tehei kvuras. Adnan, does something bother you about that statement? If we're speaking, where's Leon? I need some Hebrew. If we're speaking,
he's on the plane.
I think we have like six guys on a plane right now. People have mamish missed flights, and then half the guys who didn't miss flights can't even get into the building because of all the. It's a pretty impressive ratio, you know, with all the safeguards, with all the gedarim, with all the shuls out there. Rabbi Yisai, Shom Teik Vuraskim? Come on, someone help me out here, Rabbi Yisai. Po! You're going to die! Right now, I'll kill you! Right, like I would say to you guys, Rabbi Yisai, am I crazy? I'm crazy. First of all, all you new guys, you should just know I'm crazy. Okay? So don't take anything seriously. They're just, I'm nuts. In the Torah, I was learning, we have a program in the shul on Sunday mornings. That's why I come late sometimes on Sundays. I started, a few years ago, we started, there was Avos Ubanim in the shul, Matzah Shabbos. And then I started Avos Ubanos Sunday morning. So the girls also should learn with the fathers and should have an experience, and it's very important, and they should also set goals. And then learn Baruch Hashem, I learned Lamedes Melachos with my daughters. So like, we were learning Hilchos Teichin, and I got a little excited, and like, Batsheva turned to me, and she's like, Abba, not yet, like, just don't scream. I'm like, and I explained to her, I was like, I didn't even realize, I get excited. She's just like, I don't understand what you're talking about. Like, you know, so you have to understand that it's just the way things get. It's not a conscious decision. It's Rabbi Akiva. It's my chiyas. It's my habitat. That's why I told my wife today when I was driving. I'm like, I'm coming home. I love your home, but also this is my home. This is my family also. Rabbi Yisai, Shom Tehei Kvuraschem. This is not just a decision right now for Maimed Arsina. Shom! Where? Rabbi Akiva with the Romans. Shom! Washington Heights. Tufshin Pei Beis. Shom! Under the chuppah. Shom! Having children in Englewood Hospital. Shom! Making the right decision. The communities that I'm going to go to. That's going to be a tyrant, like a matzav. That's going to be a chis like the Dagim Shemayam. Shom! Today. Hayoyim. In the matzav of a nasim and nishma with a kof olim hargiyinis with a rabbarach bear in the beginning of a vavasra. This is going to set up the shom for destinations to come l'doire doiros. Does everyone realize what type of kodesh hakadoshim they are right now involved with? Does everyone realize the opportunities that you have? That in Mirtz Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, when it's February 26th, and you're just like, Rebbe, I'm not feeling it. And you think about what the Michtav Rebbe Baruch Ber wrote and explained from Rabbi Akiva Atana that killed himself so you could get out of bed. Killed himself. And said, I am not doing anything shalom al pi Torah. I am not being machnis myself to do a suffix sakana. I am just reiterating the words of the Bairi Olam. Shom tehei kvuraschem. It's a metzias. It's a life. It's a yam. And your decision today is going to affect there. Shom. The Doris later. And don't walk out of here and say, wow, that was fire. I don't want to hear it. I'm not interested in that. Because that's Paul. That's Paul. That's I felt good. That's Matzah Yom Kippur in the Ila. It lasts for 2 minutes. Right? By the fifth day, Chol Moed Sukkot, you're done. You're burnt out. That's Paul. That's why I'm not into this fire. Tosfos happens to answer his kasha. He says, oh, they were scared of the fire. That's how Tosfos answers the kasha of Nasa Venishma. No, the reason why they need Kavala and Kigas is because we didn't want them to be back out because of the fire. Tosfos against the fire. We'll talk about it. There's another shmooze with the fire. But don't go, oh, that was fire, that was fire. That's Esh Zara. That's not the love you. That's not. Don't do that. Shom Tehei Kvuraschem. Rabbi Yisai, our decisions now, our opportunities now in the Beis Medrash, make this your yam. Make this your makom. Make this your natural habitat. Get a shaychus. This is your mishpacha. These are your family. Rabbi Yisai, this is, everyone's in the same boat over here, Rabbi Yisai. You get more connected, more involved. And Mirtz Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, it should offer you, Mirtz Hashem, it should create to you a life that will just be connected. There will be kiva. The Ramami Pano said he didn't feel a thing when they burnt his skin alive. He didn't feel it. Reached a certain level of Kedusha, Rabbi Akiva did not suffer. Unbelievable. I don't even understand what that means. But I'm not messing with the Ramami Pano, I'll tell you that much. That's where you can get there, Rabbi Yisai. Baruch Ber saying, you think that this is a cool story. Rabbi Akiva is telling you, I believe in you. I want you to do exactly what I did. And that's why I'm doing it. So please, Rabbi Yisai, recognize the opportunity we have. Recognize Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu. Never sing that song with the same kavana that you had at the beginning of this class. Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu. Ashreinu Matayv Chalkeinu, what we have, what opportunities we have, who we are. Banim Lamakum, Chaviv and Yisrael, and it has nothing to do with what you've accomplished, how you did on Bechinas, who you are, what your stature is. Everybody say, it has to do with what? You, Talmud Rabbi Akiva. He was a ger. He was 40 years old and he started from new, from scratch. You're light years ahead of him. And look what he decided. Mr. Shem Rabbi said, I give you all a bracha. You should follow in the footsteps of Rabbi Akiva. Follow in the footsteps of Rabbi Baruch Ber on the Hakdom of Abba Basra to send you the message as we start on Dalet Amud Beis in a brand new sugya of Makif and Nikif. Geshmak is sugya, Rabbi Yisai. We should all be zeichet to finish the sugya before the end of the year. Mirtz Hashem. Rabbi Yisai, Hele Gatoira, that we'll have Mirtz Hashem. And I wanna introduce everyone to the Olam. I hope everyone schmoozes, gets along. You should know what everyone knows in my shiur, my favorite thing in the Beis Medrash is when guys are hacking with other guys. And there's huddles and there's a whole tumult in the Beis Medrash. That's what it's about. Chavrus is the ikar of Yisai, being making your own kinyan and working on things. And Emir Hashem, we should be zeiche to really be koine olamos beezus Hashem and bring nachas ruach to the bayre olam b'mehera b'yamin. Okay, this is being recorded. So maybe just turn this off, everybody say. So I'm going to let all the older guys go. And my recommendations are here.